We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of the State of California, along with Patty Rising and Brett Burkhart.
One of the leading challengers to San Francisco Mayor London Breed is doubling down on his tough talk on crime.
And sparks continue to fly between the rival campaigns as this race heats up, even though it's 8 months before voters actually go to the polls.
Yeah, just wait. Former Mayor Mark Farrell has clearly found his lane. He's going to stay in it because he launched his campaign by talking about public safety and quality of life. And today he unveiled a new set of proposals that move him even more to the right in a city that seems increasingly receptive to a more conservative approach to crime and homelessness. Farrell spent two terms on the Board of Supervisors before he was appointed mayor by the board after the death of Mayor Ed Lee. He had already said that he would fire Police Chief Bill Scott. Well, today he announced a plan to beef up the police department, permanently ban street vendors, and shut down some parks at sunset to try to prevent drug sales and use in them at night. He's going all in on the crime plank of his platform as he stakes his claim to, you know, the more moderate, maybe even a little right of moderate voters who are fed up with the conditions on the streets in some parts of San Francisco, Brett and Patty.
You mentioned that he wants to fire Police Chief Bill Scott. Let's dig into that a little bit. Let's start with the police department. What's his new plan for that department?
Well, he's got a bunch of things. One is, you know, you'll hear this from everybody. Commit to fully funding police academies. Hire more police. Everyone will talk about that. The problem is finding those officers and recruiting them. But his big piece today is he wants to bring back this thing called DROP, which was the Deferred Retirement Option Program. And what that was that once an officer retires, you know, you're getting your pension. You can't come back to work because if you do and you get paid, you give up your pension. So there was this trial program they had a few years back where you could do that. You would defer the pension. You'd come back to work. You'd get your full pay. You'd get your pension later. It would go into a deferred account. It didn't work very well. He wants to revive it. So his idea is they would bring back all these retired officers who have no incentive to come back this way. They wouldn't forfeit their pension. They'd get it with interest. That would take a vote of the people because they'd have to modify the retirement program. So that would have to be put on the ballot. So his idea is to get something on the ballot and help pass it. And that'll help bring in more cops. Of course, that means that'll take a couple of years because it wouldn't go on the ballot probably till 2026 would be the next general election after this November. And you wouldn't do this till after he were mayor. So you know, that's a long-term solution to a short-term problem. But that's the big piece of his plan today for the police.
What about closing the parks? Isn't there already a curfew in place for the parks?
Yeah, I mean, most places have a curfew. In San Francisco, I looked it up. It's midnight to 6 a.m., but that's not really enforced, and it's hard to enforce, right? You're going to put a big fence around Golden Gate Park. Well, his idea is Civic Center Park, UN Plaza, and two parks in the Mission where there have been the most problems with drugs, for example, that they would shut them down at sunset. And he also says any other park that anybody wants to, you know, bring to his attention where they think there's a problem, close them at sunset, keep them closed till 6 a.m. That's a big difference from, you know, closing at midnight. And you'd still be able to walk through, or they'd have special events. You know, these are not – you're going to fence off the Civic Center, fence off UN Plaza? Probably not. So he says he would use San Francisco police and park rangers to enforce that, but this is a way to crack down on some of that activity. Although, you know, UN Plaza, they've made some changes there, and people have told me – I haven't been in there lately, but people have told me that it's gotten better. And, of course, the response from Mayor Breed is we're already doing some of this stuff.
I'm so curious about this overall strategy by him. Is this a political strategy, or is he really becoming more conservative with his issues? And how does that compare to the last time he served in government in San Francisco?
Well, that's an interesting question, Brett, because remember, he was on the board. for two terms, and he was the mayor for, what, 5 months. And very quickly, the people he's running against, including Daniel Lurie, pointed out that, gee, this is not what you said when you were in office. He opposed some of the very things he's calling for. And what Farrell says is, well, you know, I've come around, or I've changed, or I've seen, you know, it's a different time. Things that didn't work then could work now. And, you know, they're pointing out that he wasn't that supportive of some of these things. I really think, I mean, we'll take him at his word that this is what he believes needs to be done. But I really think, obviously, this is a political strategy. I mean, a lot of people are fed up and want things done, and he's one of those people. But certainly he sees that this is the mood of the public right now, and this is his lane, as I said at the top. This is where his bread can be buttered. So this is the way he's going to go. Now, he may also very much believe that these are good, smart ideas that he might not have supported before, but that are better fit for what's going on in the city now.
Doug, Aaron Peskin has not officially entered the race. If and when he does, how does that change things?
Yeah, it'll change them a lot, because Aaron Peskin is not a guy who's going to call for some of these things. And, you know, London Breed and Daniel Lurie and Mark Farrell can fall all over themselves fighting with each other to say, no, I'm tough on crime. No, I'm tough on crime. That's not something you're going to hear from Aaron Peskin. I mean, Aaron Peskin is going to be the sole big name progressive in the race. He can consolidate that vote just the way Steve Garvey did in the Senate race, where he was the only Republican going against three Democrats squabbling amongst each other, which means Aaron Peskin's got a good shot at finishing first, at least. We'll see. You know, he may not get a lot of second place votes in ranked choice voting from supporters of these other candidates. But I do think that he's probably unlikely to attack them too much once he gets in, because he's going to need those second and third place votes. And if he's alienating all their supporters, that's not going to bode well for him. If I were Aaron Peskin, and I'm not, and I'm not advising him or anyone else, I would take the high road. Let them all fight about it and stick with your voters and hope you can get these other people to put you second, and you might just find yourself elected mayor.
What is the reaction then from the mayors of Mayor Breed's campaign to all of this?
Well, it's pretty entertaining, I have to say. Just if you look at politics as theater, we get these press releases all the time. They fight. I mean, you should see all the ones I got from Katie Porter and Adam Schiff and everyone else in that race. The statement put out by Mayor Breed's campaign today said, Mark Farrell's policy platform is just a thin minestrone of half-baked ideas and plagiarism, which is one of the best descriptions I've heard in a long time of a rival's platform. And it says, you know, his ideas won't do anything except feed the Fox News perception of San Francisco. She's already done some of the things that he's proposing. And he says, they close it by saying, instead of pretending he's Rudy Giuliani and running to be mayor of the doom loop, Farrell should leave the bubble of his Jordan Park home for a change. Leading San Francisco requires a lot more effort than just cosplaying as mayor from your kitchen. I mean, that's pretty
feisty.
Entertaining.
That's
great stuff. I just have to say, just, you know, objectively, as a journalist, that's pretty funny stuff. It's pretty good. But I just think we're going to see more and more of this, because this is just going to get nastier and nastier. And every idea one of them has, the other one will say, I already proposed that. You're stealing my idea. And it's just going to go on for the next 8 months.
Thank you, Doug.
All right. Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow with State Senator Steve Glazer with an interesting proposal that we're going to talk about on tomorrow's State of California, which you can hear every weekday at 3:30 p.m. And, of course, it's always available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll find me on Twitter at Sovereign Nation. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.